Monday, July 24th. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on for hip hop this year, this summer, especially in New York. A bunch of cool shows and exhibits and whatnot. I'll definitely be talking about some of those in the future as I make my way over to them. One thing in print that caught my attention, which I'm sharing with you if you're a old hip hop fan like myself, the New York Times on their website. This might be behind a paywall if you don't have a subscription. Sorry, maybe I can get it to you. But it's Rappers 50 Stories or Rappers Stories 50 or 50 Rapper Stories. The way the headline is written out, unclear exactly what they're going for, but very clear what's happening here. Over 5 decades, hip hop has grown from a new art form to a culture-defining superpower. In their own words, 50 influential voices chronicle its evolution. And then there's 50 names. And you just click one of them, and it's them in writing telling a story about hip hop or how they got started or a funny anecdote. Lil Wayne, Vanilla Ice, Eminem, Fonte, Too Short, E-40, DMC, MC Light, Earl Sweatshirt, Busta Rhymes, 50 Cent, Scarface, Q-Tip, RZA, Cool J, Pitbull. Uncle Luke, Eve. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I cannot wait to dig into this. The only one I clicked on so far was Eminem because he's white and I'm white, and that's how I live my life. And it was awesome. And it was like not short. It wasn't a long read, but it's like wow, this is I'm while I was reading, I'm like, wow, I'm still reading. It's still going. So I'm certainly not going to get to all of them. I probably am not that interested in what Paul Wall has to say, but like I could be. I just don't know if I have interest in using that much of my time for 50 of these stories, but there'll be a ton of gems and nuggets in here. So check it out if you're down with the culture.